Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And boy, another great show tonight. I hope here. I shouldn't say I hope. It's always good. Today's Wednesday, September 8th, 2010. So if anybody has any questions they'd like to call in, please do so. And I guess we'll start off with a wonderful healing here. And on our conference call, I felt like people were kind of stressed out for some reason. So let's do a extreme anxiety clearing. So here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Just sit back and relax. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And now we'll do an emotional clearing. And that feels heavy also. So here we go, emotional clearing. So one, wow, no kidding. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three. Oh, man. That is definitely heavy. We'll have to see what's going on with people. Four, five, six. Feels like my heart sunk into my chest. Seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I just wonder if people are feeling the energy of September 11th of the towers here. As it's coming about here. Maybe that could be what it is. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So let's see if Chris is on tonight. He's our sponsor. So are you out there in cyberspace, Chris?
Hi there. Yes, here I am. Hi, everyone. How's it going? Sponsor tonight. What more can I say?
Yep, it's boy, these are heavy clearings. Let's do another clearing. What do you think, Chris?
The extreme anxiety clearing felt really, really good. Maybe we should continue in that direction.
Okay, so let's let's do anger, extreme anger. So here we go. And so, wow, one, wow, two. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, everybody. Oh, here comes the light beam, so stronger. Stronger, wow, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and now we'll do the extreme anger clearing. So count to ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay, we have a request here for, extreme pain. Okay. Does any of you have a problem with pain in your body? You may want to put your hand on it if that's possible. Some people like doing that. If not, just, this is going to be a rough night. Oh, man. Okay. It's not just sit there, and you do have to request for the healing, okay? Because the light always sees you in divine perfection. They don't judge their creation. So it's up to you to judge what's going on in your life. So you have to have a change when you judge that. So you're going from one state of perfection to another. So with this pain, for instance, you're in extreme pain. The light sees you as perfectly fine with extreme pain. And you want to have it lessened or released. And that they're both perfect examples of an expression. And they don't judge that. So here we go. Extreme pain clearing. Wow. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, it feels like we all need to get our life force energy up. Wow, I feel like I lost about half of mine just by doing these clearings. So we're now going to do, I now increase my life force energy. And if you're new to the program, if you wish to sample the energy so you know that it's working, you can put your hands, palms facing forward in front of you, kind of, in front of your heart center there. It could be anywhere, actually, but normally that's most comfortable for most people. And move your hands in until you can feel an invisible ball tension. And once you sense that, then just stop your hands there. Then you say the affirmation, I now increase my life force energy. And after you say that, move your hands further apart, maybe 6 inches or so, maybe a foot, and come in slowly again. And you're going to notice that your hands will be further apart. And you then say the affirmation again, move your hands apart and come in. And normally after about the 10th time, your hands are straight out alongside of you. So we're going to do this 20 times to help everybody out for healing. So here we go. So stronger. Okay, stronger. I'm going to bring in some life force here for everybody, the red energy. Then we'll start it. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now here we go. We'll say it together. And here we start. I now increase my life force energy. And sample. I now increase my life force energy. Sample again. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase. Oh boy. Ugh. Holy cow, I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay, that should help you out. Let's do it a little bit more. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay. So that should help you. So let's go back to the pain clearing now. Because that was pretty heavy. And remember, the extreme anger can also be caused by fear. So a lot of times when I do a fear clearing, I'll do the anger one after that. So here we go, pain, and and you might be attached also to the anger of pain. So here we go. Stronger, 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 yawning again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll see if that does. Boy, people are in pretty bad shape tonight.
Hey, Ron.
So, Chris, what do you think?
Well, I mean, personally, I feel better, but I still feel something in the fear department, like you were mentioning. So I think maybe we should do fear, anger, and then pain.
Okay, so let's do fear first. So fear clearing. So think of maybe what you're dealing with here. If you don't know, then just ask to have the fear clearing work for you. It'll find things with you. And we'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And now we're going to do the, I guess, the anger. Is that correct, Chris?
Yep.
Anger clearing. 5 days ago cleared. Four days cleared. Oh, man. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And you want to do pain again?
Please.
Okay, pain clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, there's still some stuff with pain there. Let's try dividing the pain off. Let's do emotional pain, and then we'll do physical pain. So emotional pain. Because emotional pain can cause you physical pain, oddly enough. People don't normally associate their pain with that, and so can entities. So we're going to do emotional pain, we're going to do entities causing you pain, and then we'll do physical pain. So here we go, emotional pain. So releasing that, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Now we'll do the entities. And this is a little harder to do. So I'll just do the regular clearing here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and now we'll try physical pain. So here we go. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared, it's feeling better. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So it may have been the entities. So let's work on that again. Entities. So here we go. Entities be gone. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll see how people are responding to the fast chat. And if you wish to call in, you can do so. And maybe we can answer some of your questions here about the light ship or healings. So back to you, Chris.
Okay. I asked for some comments on the fast chat, and Heal was saying that she was feeling apprehension and hurried. So hopefully after that last entity clearing, that kind of took care of some of that, you know? Let's see here. I see something on the fast chat asking about hair loss damage and breakage. Is there anything that we can do on this show for that, Ron?
Yeah, we could try something. Shouldn't say try, because it always works.
Yeah, exactly.
So, everybody get a glass of water. Enough to dump on the top of your head, okay? So So we'll do that clearing in about 5 minutes. So as everybody is getting a glass of water, you may want to get two glasses. And you can heat it up, but you can't boil it, okay? Because I know you don't want to dump cold water on your head.
Oh, my gosh, no.
So let's maybe get a couple glasses.
Oh, we've got a caller. I heard a beep.
Okay, so we'll do that in 5 minutes. We'll do something for your hair, okay? We'll do some hair water. So you have to remind me so I don't forget.
Okay.
Okay, we got a caller online. Anybody out there, I'm sure?
Yes, hi, Ron. I'm Larry. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. So, yes, I had a question, Ron, a hypothetical question. Say that we walk out into society and we meet a new person, and then we start to talk to this person, and then we say, well, we see that this person is not connected to a spirit, okay? And then we say, oh, that's okay, I'll still keep on talking to him. And then we say, oh, now I notice that he's not connected to his personality, his mind-emotional aspect, okay? Oh, well, I'll still talk to him. And then we see that he could be a shapeshifter, maybe pretending to be a human being who took over that body. Or maybe he could be a cologne body who took over the human nature, trying to pretend to be a human being. And I was wondering, wouldn't that be a lot of, what would your opinion be about these things happening at sort of a normal pace, a common place? And also, wouldn't that take a lot of healing to heal somebody like that from that condition back to a more of a normal, balanced state?
Oh, that's good. Boy, the first thing, if the person's a clone, forget it, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you first want to feel their energy of their body, see if they feel human or not. Now, normally, most clones, as you maybe attempt to send them energy, I guess, that's one way you could kind of sample, or feel the energy that they're emitting, there's nothing there, okay? So the person feels like, you know, it's like a mannequin, okay? So walk up to a mannequin in a store or look at one in a window and sample the energy on a mannequin. You'll notice that the clothes may have energy on it, if it's wearing clothes, which I imagine it would be. You know, most mannequins are used to model clothes. So you will feel the clothes energy, maybe where it came from, the person who touched the clothes last, et cetera. But the actual mannequin will be lifeless. Now, if the person feels lifeless to you, I would recommend probably run, don't walk, okay? Mainly because why are they there looking at you or being in your life? Are they spying on you? Do they have a camera in their eyes? Are they listening to your conversation? So there's no need to get involved with that type of energy. So I would vacate. Okay, so the next thing is it's a human, okay? So now we're talking about a human, and naturally a lot of people have shapeshifters in them. They have shadow bodies. And these are just part of the package that the body somehow is able to hold. Remember, they want to use us, you know, continuously for a long time, you know, for our whole lifetime to bring these energies up. So you can't do anything yourself with that. That'd be impossible, okay, to try to intervene there because you may get that energy body hopping into you. What you could do if you wish to bring more spirit energy to them is just to ask their spirit to re-enter their body. And your spirit can do that. Just think of the thoughts, send it to your heart center, and just see if that's possible. Some people actually forcefully kick their spirit out, and it can't come in. They'll actually lock it out of their body. So you could try to do that. But it gets to be very interesting. They could be in their body backwards or upside down. And, in fact, we'll do a clearing on that after we do the hair clearing. So did I help you out with your question, Larry?
Yes, that was good. I appreciate that.
So, you know, if you see a clone or something like that, run, don't walk. You know, watch some of the newer movies out, and you're going to see a lot of people on who may be clones. I won't say they are, but they may be. And you're going to notice that they look a little different in each movie. Some don't age. The older clones typically are behind times, and if they do come up from the underground, we'll say, which is what I call it, the basement people, then they may have older programs running in them. And I don't understand that, because I would think that the people in charge, the aliens in charge, whatever that would be, would want to bring their newest model up here.
Give them a software upgrade.
Yeah, you know, like in New York.
Ron, is there a possibility that the colognes, you know, like the book Brave New World, Aldous Huxley, would it be possible that they could take over the middle-class workers, because they do what the authorities say, but people don't, because they say, well, you know, I've got choices, and I don't want to injure other people, but the clones, they could do anything that they would be asked to do because they could be programmed. Would that be a possibility that's something they could do in the future?
Yeah, I would think so. Boy, I'm trying to think here. There's a commercial. Have you seen that commercial on TV, Chris, from Verizon?
Yes. Oh, I probably thought the same exact thing that you're about to say, with the guy, and he's like text messaging. Yep, he's text messaging in the meeting, and all of a sudden the phone starts to transform him into an android. And I was watching the commercial like, why would I want to get rid of my human arms to have these like robotic cold metal things coming out of my shoulders? I would never want that. But that's what they have in the commercial. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and that's it's just interesting to see that. And what do you think that metal is that they're using there? It's like it's maybe chrome or something, you know?
It looks like silver.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I'm just kind of curious. I don't know. You know, I'm not really connecting dots on this here, but we have precious metals on this planet that people like to have. So we have gold, which is one of them, and silver, which is another. Naturally, there's other precious metals, too, but those are probably the two main ones. And people, you know, normally get one or the other. And it's just interesting why, you know, they use precious metals. You know, why don't they take the arms and make them pink or some other color? But all the movies that I've seen where they do have the aliens, if you guys can remember stuff, sometimes they have, like, somebody's teeth that's all silver. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, look at this here as what I've seen in the past. They use silver a lot. They don't necessarily use gold too much, but they do use silver. So there's something with that. So that's all that I'm going to say. I don't know what that would be. Do you have any idea, Larry, since you're on still? I think you're still here. Maybe Larry isn't.
Maybe not.
Okay. So anyway, you know, remember they supposedly, you know, I guess it's kind of a school of thought that they brought humans here to mine gold. And, you know, so that's one of the precious metals. So anyway, I guess we can go on here. We have another caller, I think. I heard a beep.
Mm-hmm.
So, who's there?
Oh, that's me, Anna. John, how are you?
Good. How are you, Anna?
Not too good.
Okay. What's cooking?
I went on Monday to a house where this lady, I knew her for a long time, and that's why you sense a lot. I think 2 months ago, I got in contact with her for a while. I was no her here from her, and she came and she said how I'm doing, and I told her my situation, and she gave me at the time $100. Well, I received it thinking that she was giving us as a gift. But last week she called me and she said the $100 that she was giving, there was an advance and she need help and she need to be helped to clean the house. And I went there. And after that, I feel so bad. And she did something that the last time I talked to her, she was in different things in the same time. I was in the same time. But now I told her they are just funny creation like sheep, and I'm there, and I like, and I'm going to be. And so she found the website, and after she said what she wanted to say about, and I said, well, that's, you know, everybody's think different, so it's good for me, I stay in there. So when I went Monday at the house, she, I don't know if she did intentionally or what, but she opened the gas or the stove, and the same time she said she wanted me to help her to clean so I can pay the $100 because she was not giving me free. She was giving me in case they later on she needed, I give it back to her. So I said, okay, I don't have the money. I want to clean the house and pay in that way. And after that, I told her that I don't use any chemicals. And she said, no, I use organic ones. And that's, she sprayed the whole cabinets, you know, with the product that was not organic. And the stove, the smell of the gas and all that. And later on, I said, smell of the gas, and I told her. And she said, oh, I don't know. So I said, why you spray the chemicals? I told her, I don't want that because mom is sick. So when everything I finished, I just not had an argument. I just coming home. I was very, very ill. I went and put the water for cleanse all the chemicals because I can feel myself very bad. And I put the medicine healing, and I did dark to light. I was the whole night. So all these days I feel very bad. So because I feel so bad, I start doing the barcode again. And really today I feel like yesterday I was so emotional, so bad, and today I just cannot handle it. So that's what I'm, you know, I don't know what else to do.
Okay. That's since the light ship is working at around 15,000 BC, it might be the crystal skull energies, okay, which is probably what
I'm
expecting. The darkness light is very good. What I'm finding is that the crystal skull energy, okay, the main ones come here from, start over again. Some alien race out there, races, I think, that are really high-tech, we'll say, got a hold of a lower-tech alien race or races, and they captured them, much like people do here with the spells. And you've heard of the story where, you know, they'll stick somebody's spirit into a bottle or into a some type of doll or something, and it's stuck there, lost forever, you know. And so this race or races, we'll say, I think got a hold of a complete alien race and forced them through, you know, the mind control like we get on us, to go out and to go into the crystal skull energies that are here. So these are the main possible 13 of them that they have located and found, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And so, yes.
Okay, so from there, these poor little spirits, if you want to use that term, remember the dark side does have spirits too, okay, just that they're not like us. They don't carry light, but they do have a consciousness. So they're using these little poor guys to do their dirty deeds, and they put them into smaller crystal skulls inside of people, like maybe about an inch in diameter. So a lot of these are they don't want to, you know, do the work, but they're forced to. They're slaves, kind of like what we are here, to these alien races that are controlling them. The darkness to light could help on that. So let's do a clearing here for the crystal skull energies, and we'll bring up the darkness to light clearing, and from there, we will release these poor crystal skull energies that are inside of people, okay? I'm sure that the other energies of the crystal skulls that are physically here, which are their rulers, we'll say, that people hold in their hands and look at, thinking that they're such a great thing, are probably going to be a little upset because they're taking away their ground crew. So here we go. Bring up the darkness to light energy here. I'll bring it in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we're going to bring these little guys that are trapped. Remember, they're from probably the darkness, more than likely, and they're stuck in these little skulls in people's bodies. So here we go. So one, getting released. Two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you might start to feel better. Are you feeling a little better?
Yes, much better, yes.
So 1, so this is that energy of 15,000 BC. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, we're developing a clearing for these crystal skull energies. Might be up in a week, I hope, so we'll see. Okay,
okay.
So thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, and let's do our hair energy here.
Hmm?
This is hair water, I guess. And hold it in your hands. And go. And we have a beep there, so we don't want to get a question that was on the fast chat, I think from
Kimmy.
Kimmy. Okay, so we'll get that after the hair water. So here we go. So hold it in your hands. We're going to bring in, let's see who wants to come in. The turtles want to come in. So you're going to have some turtle water on your head. So here we go, on your hair. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just hold it for a little bit here, another 30 seconds. The turtles are still charging it up. You might feel your hands buzzing, tingling. And it'll be quite interesting to see how your hair feels afterwards. We have to do it after the program here. Okay, that water feels great. So let's go ahead here and get, I think Kim had a question, or Kimmy.
Yeah. It's,
so I guess, does crying help to release problems or stuff like that? Well, normally crying is caused by entities. And so even though, remember, the anything emotional is entities typically, because the light doesn't have emotion. So when you do deal with any type of emotional energy, like crying, you might feel better afterwards, but you're actually crying because the entity that wants to cry through you is using your body to do so. So it's having a great relief of something. So that's kind of how I perceive that. You might feel better, though, but it's not necessarily a healing for you. So back to you, Chris. I think we have a caller on.
We do. Who's calling? Who's online? Hello?
Hello, Ed is here.
Hello, Hi, Ed.
I just found out a friend of mine ended up in the hospital. He's a really, really nice guy, and I'm wondering what I can do. He's an alcoholic. He's thin as a rail. He's like at the end stages where he's starving to death, kind of. They had to bring him in and give him a blood transfusion. He's a former drug counselor. He's a former policeman. I don't know what the problem is that he keeps the economy so bad he can't find a job, this sort of thing. But if he gets anybody at all, he wants to drink, and then he drinks and it almost kills him. They rush him to the hospital. And so I've been doing darkness to light on him. I've been doing pain release. I've been just trying to figure out what can you do for someone like that? Because even if you help them, you know, they're probably going to go back.
Yeah,
you know,
it's maybe the entities that are causing him to do that. So he's not in his body enough. The darkness to light is good. And you want to get his spirit more into his body. And that's the whole process. And the entities will bring back the addiction and also their own agenda. And it could even be maybe a shadow body controlling him too. But being very simplistic here, his problem was probably entities.
Okay. Because whenever I've, like, done him a favor or something, he's extremely grateful that somebody just helped him in any way at all. So I feel so sorry for the guy, you know.
Yeah, it's a rough one.
Yeah,
you know,
very rough.
I do understand that. I get calls like that all the time from people, and the whole thing is, you know, the addiction of the entities coming into people and serving that purpose. And people like to have entities. And that could be also what is going on. You might even check his, you know, maybe do a billboard clearing for him, see if anything is on there to bring forth more entities. Maybe he wants to actually, maybe he gets something out of it, the mileage out of the situation of, you know, no pain, no gain or something. That could be possible too, which, you know, you don't know what's inside of somebody's head and also what program the dark side's running on them. This is why, it's, you know, we always, you know, have people get into their spirit with their heart center inside of there to reside there so that you're able to get more energy. Otherwise, you know, if you're not home, who is? And the who is running your life, you know?
It's a hard one,
Ed. It's very hard.
Yeah, you know.
I think what you're doing is great for the person, and it's up to them to do some clearings themselves, possibly, and you know, at least if he's dealing with a situation, and it's not like he's, you know, he's dealing with emotional stuff, sounds like, because he's worried about the economy and the job. If he's willing to do the self-empowerment clearing for a month and a half and stick with it, that's what I would recommend doing for him, or have him do that. And not everybody wants to, you know, actually get healed. They may say about it that they want to, but they may not want to have it done after all, you know.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, so thank you for calling, Ed.
Let me get your take on it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Chris, back to you.
All right. Just to clarify, is the water for the hair good now? Is it able to be used?
Yeah. If you want to, you can use the water maybe after the show if you wish, or put it on your head. If it's warm, you may want to. So enjoy that here. And we had a question here, I think, about male and female energy. So that's only earth-based stuff. Some people think that the male's on one side, female's on the other. That does not hold any truth to the light ship. And neither does crossing your legs or arms or fingers mean anything either. Remember, you have the validation of the mind energy for the self-fulfilling prophecy. So, you know, somebody tells you that if you, you know, cross your legs, it's going to block energy. It will probably do that, but it's not going to affect source energy. It will affect mind energy. But source energy, it doesn't matter. It doesn't judge anything. It doesn't matter who, what you are. If you're upside down or backwards, you know, laying around a table or, you know, it doesn't care. It comes to you anyway through your spirit. So, I don't know if Chris, are you still there, Chris?
Yes, sir. We got some questions here on the fast chat. Olive wants to know about the crystal skulls in people. Are they like implants?
Yeah, they're floating around inside of you. They would be like an implant, yeah.
Okay, and the energy just affects us, right?
Yeah. I'll take the crystal skulls. Let's take it out of your right thumb. If you're left-handed, it'll be your left thumb, okay? So here we go. And we'll bring up the darkness to light again here to have a way to leave. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So there we go. Oh, got another caller on, sounds like. So it's all yours, Chris. You can contact the caller here.
Okay. Hi there, caller. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there.
Am I on?
Yes, sir, you are. Who can I ask who's calling?
My name is Tony.
Hi, Tony. How you doing?
I'm okay tonight.
Oh, do you have a question for Ron?
I came across this internet website, and me and my girlfriend are sitting here in the living room, and it's been a tough year, and, you know, we're looking for all the help I can get. I was wondering if I can somehow receive some type of healing tonight.
Okay, I need to know in what direction the healing would go, basically. If you had a rough year, you know, what I recommend doing is a self-empowerment one.
What I mean by rough year is, you know, mentally and physically, I've been down, and I have not been able to work. I have some type of illness they can't figure out. So, I have extreme anxiety and panic attacks and, all kinds of things going on, and I can't function properly. So that's where I'm at with this.
Okay. Well, I would highly recommend, like I said, do the self-empowerment clearing. It's a six-week clearing, basically. There are 30 issues, I believe, there approximately that everybody typically has. Okay. And then from there, it's how it's affecting you and how is it coming into your realm, okay? Is it your own mind thoughts doing the problem? Is it somebody else's being projected on you? Is it aliens? Is it a church, an organization? You know, is it spells, curses, witchcraft? So all that stuff can take a toll on us. So that clearing
is... How would I know?
And that's what I would probably recommend. Let me see what I can do for you tonight, okay? And that one, you have to be dedicated to your life because, you know, it takes a long time. And it used to be a month clearing, and I expanded it out for 6 weeks because people don't always have that much time. But, you know, it could be taking you 3 hours a day to do. If you're dedicated to your life, it will help you and get you jump started.
How to do this?
What's that again?
How do I find out how to do this?
Just go on, go to the website, creationlightship.com, and it will be under self-empowerment. And
okay. I have to write this down?
Yeah, you can write it down. You know where it is exactly under what heading it would be under, Chris?
Yes, I do. When you go to the website, creationlightship.com, on the left-hand side, you should see light infusion healings, I believe. And then it'll say the self-empowerment clearing. I can help you get there right now if you wish while Ron assists you with your clearing for the night.
My girlfriend's writing it down, so that's okay.
Okay, cool.
Great. Okay, so I'll start to clear away some of your anxiety, okay?
All right.
In fact, what I'm going to do is, since you said you have some pain, I'll work with some of the alien energies. And I work with
okay.
the octopus energy. And there's, on the top of the website, you're going to see a green box. And there's a drop-down box there. And it has different shows and programs on there from BBS. And also Askman Radio, I think, and other healings. But you can listen to those and get you know, your feet wet pretty quick on those, okay? So you may want to do that.
Right.
But I'm going to take out some of the octopus energies here. And these go into your body. They kind of strangle us internally. So I'm going to work around your heart energy, your physical heart, and your lungs, okay? And this will work for everybody listening. So here we go, taking away these tentacles, so stronger. This may sound a little far-fetched to you, but just kind of go with the flow here because it will work. So stronger, stronger, taking these out. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. There, okay. The tentacles are released. Now we'll do the body. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger. Okay. So this is energetic energies, and you can't see them. And do you feel a little different now in your breathing?
In my breathing?
Yeah. Does your chest feel a little more loosened up?
No, can't tell really.
Okay, why don't you ask your wife or lady friend there?
Yeah.
And see how she feels a little different.
Feel any different? No, she does not. Maybe
what?
I'm just not, you know, aware.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's okay. Normally, you will feel a change, maybe if you get up and walk around. But these energies are energetic, and there's many of those that are physical here that the aliens brought here, and they do affect us tremendously. So go on and try those sample shows that I have up there, and I took out a lot of alien life forms out of people, and it's a good way to kind of get your feet wet. And
really?
Our show's not about aliens, but we do take away these energies. It's about getting you to your spirit, mainly, but we do bridge over into the energies of the darkness and the ones that control us.
Right.
Okay.
I believe in that stuff. So.
Yeah, so, you know, for the first-time listener, this show is probably mind-stretching, you know. But, you know, do listen to some of the, you know, get on the website. Spend some time and do the free sample healings and see how your body's responding to it. And then listen to some of the earmarked shows that we have on the top there. I have over 500 archives on BBS. It's probably more like 600 now. And they are free to you if you wish to go on. I think the bottom on the left side, it'll say BBS and then archives. So if you go on that, you can get them for free. And listen to some. They're not necessarily titled yet, but just pick a certain time and have fun.
Okay.
Okay, so thank you for calling.
Thank you for your help.
You're very welcome. Okay, Chris, back to you.
Okay, let me take a look at the fast chat here. What I wanted to say before we had the caller, when you did the sample for the crystal skull energy, my whole hand started to kind of feel like it was inflamed, but then it all just went away like a whoosh. It was very interesting. And I feel the anger and the negativity in that energy. So it's something else. Okay. Let's see what we have here. Yeah, but more on my clearing, it's really astounding to me because, like, I didn't know I could feel angry in my thumbs until you did that clearing. So to think that anger can be displaced in a single part of the body, I'm trying to think of how I would phrase this properly. Say if you did a whole arm, let's say, like, how would it be different? I mean, obviously, it would be more of a healing, but would you gain consciousness? Would it, how would the dynamic be, Ron?
Okay. What I do for people, which I don't talk about too much, if you are a musician out there and you maybe play an instrument or something, a guitar or whatever, piano, your body will hold the densities in it of the past. You know, we all know that, cellular memory. So if for some reason, you know, you've been plucking the same string on your guitar for, you know, 30 years, and you mastered that string plucking, we'll say, your hand or finger might be tired of you doing that, so it may not be working to the most of its ability. So what I can do is release that energy from people, and maybe give them the extra maybe 5 or 10% cutting edge that they're trying to achieve, but the body won't go forward any further because it just can't. So I can take away the energy. So what you're kind of talking about is a consciousness being enhanced in a certain area. So let's do your arm. So again, let's do the arm. So again, if you're left-handed or right-handed, so we'll pick on, we should probably be doing both arms. So let me do the left arm first for everybody. I don't want you to be out of balance, you know, having one gigantic big muscle on your one side and or something, you know. So left arm. We're going to get rid of the energies that are blocking that right now, and we'll take out the energies of the crystal skulls that are floating around in you, and they have to go someplace, so the ones in your arm we're going to take out. So here we go. So stronger, 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 strong. Oh man, they're going out. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we'll do the right arm. And again, here we go. Getting rid of the crystal skull energies that are living inside of you there. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, kind of move your arms and just see if they feel lighter. Maybe they'll move a little better. It's hard to say. Everybody has their own experience. But you should have more energy in your arms. So back to you, Chris.
Okay, and yes, my arms feel a lot lighter, so I thank you for that. I see on the fast chat here, Peter from Australia and Mike are requesting a planetary clearing.
Okay, so the planetary clearings are what's another alien transmission. This is like your natal chart, your astrological stuff here. Everybody knows about it because you get a newspaper if you do read it, and it's in there. This is how the planets are mind-controlling you, and they tell you all about it, what's going to happen to you in your life. Nothing spiritual about that, because true spirit is free choice, free will. This is mind control transmissions from the planets, and they also connect to your natal chart. So here we go, and when we do the planetary clearing, the one that's online with the planets, the stars, etc., and you get, I think, the oxygen clearing with it too. With that clearing, we get rid of a couple thousand of them that are courting you. So here we go. This is planetary courting. We'll do 10 planets. So we got to do these quick here because our time is coming to a close here. So first planet released. Second released. This is what your spirit wants to release from you. Third released. Fourth released. Fifth released. Sixth released. Seven released. Eight released. Nine released. And 10 released. There we go. So you may feel a little freer. Sometimes they, they will cord your body. I won't say sometimes. So if you have an ache or pain, it could be this planet taking away your life force energy, just like a person would. Remember, they're out there doing that to you. So I guess back to you, Chris. And I don't see any comments about here yet. So maybe we'll have something. If you did feel the energy, maybe after the show when you put this water on your head, let me know how your hair feels. You know, if it's a little softer or something, or whatever. So back to you, Chris. And I'll just say our next program on BBS is, unless you want to bring it up. Go ahead, Chris. It's up to you.
Okay. The next program on BBS is going to be Friday at 9:55 on Station 2. Not one, but two. 9:55. And that's the paranormal one. So that's one of my favorite shows. We get to talk about all the crazy stuff that happens in our lives.
Yeah, and so that, and then in my time, this is on in California, we're 3 hours less, so it starts at basically, we'll say 7 o'clock, just to round it off here, and then after that we have our question and answer time. I'll give you the phone number now for everybody to tune into it. So the phone number is 646-519-5800. And they'll prompt you for a PIN number, which is 9009. And we normally stay on the call for probably an hour and a half, typically, I think. Last week we talked about the the crystal skull energies and did a lot of healings on that. So anyway, it's designed for people who are brand new to the light ship, typically, to ask their questions. And I guess more so the older ones, I guess, like to come on and request healings, and we kind of go off into different things. So anyway, I'll say blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful evening, and hope you're doing great. And you know, if you're having troubles in your life, you may want to do that self-empowerment clearing. $50 for 6 weeks. So, and you got to be with it. You have to be dedicated to do the clearing. And you have to sit in front of your computer to do it. So blessings to all of you. And thank you for listening tonight. Thank you, Chris. And we'll see you a couple days Friday. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.